You might remember back in March, I mentioned a video that had surfaced on the Australian cleric for radical Islamic group Hizbut Tahrir. The video showed Ismail Al-Wawa calling on his followers to rid the world of what he called the Jewish hidden evil. Now, back then, Stepan Kerkesharian, the president of the New South Wales Anti-Discrimination Board, deemed it to be a breach of race hate laws and referred the matter to the DPP. Now, I've been contacted by people of the Jewish faith recently asking what's happened with it. I have spoken to Mr. Kerkesharian previously on the program. He's online right now. Mr. Kerkesharian, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
It's always nice to chat to you. I got some concerned emails over the past 3 or 4 days because, and you can enlighten me here, apparently there's some sort of window that shuts shortly on this matter of, as to whether the DPP has done anything. Are you aware of any action?
Well, you're right. There are very tight timetables specified under the New South Wales legislation. For example, from the day that I get a complaint, I've got about 25, 28 days to inform the Attorney General that, in my opinion, there's been a breach of the serious vilification aspects of the law, and that that prosecution should be considered prosecution under that legislation. Now, I did that. I met that particular deadline because I formed the view, which the legislation tasks me to do. I formed the view that what was said was serious vilification and it needed prosecution as a criminal matter. Now, the other issue is that it is actually a summary offence, which means that prosecution must commence within 6 months. Otherwise, time lapses and no action can be taken. Now, we're almost up to that 6 month period. I think it's got about 2.5 or 3 weeks left.
Right.
And if no prosecution commences until then it cannot be prosecuted.
Mm.
Under the legislation, once I refer it to the attorney, then my responsibility lapses in the sense that the Act does not give me any further authority to deal with the matter. So it really is up to the Director of Public Prosecutions and to some extent up to the police to investigate and come to the conclusion that it should be prosecuted and commence prosecution activity. But as far as I'm concerned, I saw it as a breach of the Act worthy of prosecution.
Mr. Kerkesharian, just forgive me, do you actually prepare what could be termed as a brief of evidence for the DPP, or you say, look at this because it's not right?
Well, I've got to do some investigation under the legislation, but the Anti-Discrimination Board does not have investigative powers. In other words, I cannot subpoena people. I cannot go, for example, to internet providers and say, please let me know who uploaded this and when it was uploaded, etc. Those are police powers,
right?
And I don't have those powers. And basically, the Anti-Discrimination Board is supposed to be a conciliator. It's supposed to be a go-between the two parties.
Yes.
The powers of investigation rests with the police and the DPP. So I don't have authority to prepare a prosecution brief per se. But I gather as much information as I have, and I've got about 28 days to do it in, and present it through the Attorney General to the DPP, saying, well, in my view, this is a breach of the Act. It's up to you now to deal with it.
Okay, so you mentioned the police and the DPP. If you go to the Attorney General, they then go to the DPP. The next thing would be, because the DPP prosecute, the police gather evidence, the DPP should then come back to the police and say, right, we knew you to investigate that. We don't even know if they've done that, I guess, at this stage, do we?
Well, there's certain things which you know, regrettably, I'm not able to comment on.
Okay.
But as far as I know, there's been no prosecution initiated yet, and the clock is ticking, and it will run out in about 2.5-3 weeks' time. Now, in my view, I think that, you know, I would have expected something to have been done until now. Either way,
In other words, saying, Mr. Kerkesharian, thank you for your complaint. We can't find evidence to prosecute.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Either that or say, yes, we will prosecute. So,
one of the two.
All
right, well, as always, I appreciate your time. Thanks for talking to me.
It's a pleasure to be on your program.
Thank you, sir. Stephen Kerkesharian, the president of the New South Wales Anti-Discrimination Board. Well, I think Lloyd Babb might be a bit preoccupied at the moment. Maybe he could drag himself out of the Lindt Cafe inquest, where he's sitting at the back watching the proceedings without any of his DPPs, bar one, being identified. Well, all the coppers are on display, but he's protected his mob. The other mob have to fight and fend for themselves. But we will approach the DPP as to what they're doing. I saw this rant by this radical Islamic group. Why they're not banned is beyond me. They are banned in many other nations, but not here. Isbit Ut-Tahrir and the lunatic Ismail al-Wawa, telling his followers to rid the world of the Jewish hidden evil, which is, under the legislation, something that should be prosecuted. But unfortunately, Mr. Babb and his crew haven't done too much about it, as we understand. But we'll try and give them a little push along, given the matter should be dealt with by the end, I think, of August or early into September, before that time lapses.